This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Now it's time for the Mercedes in the Morning Pre-Show, Mix 94.1.
Hey, good morning and welcome to the pre-show. It is Wednesday. It is July 23rd, 5:30. How is it only Wednesday? I am like, I felt yesterday was Thursday, so I feel like today should be Friday. This week is going by way too slow.
You and I are in agreement. I thought the exact same thing. And I woke up this morning and, man, did it feel kind of chilly to y'all? Like, but, slightly?
No, not yet. Not yet. Okay. But maybe that's your Seattle coming out. Did it feel cold to you?
A little bit. I'm like, I like this. I could put on a sweatshirt and feel okay, or at least a long sleeve shirt. Yeah.
Yeah. I will, like, to be fair, I'm always cold. And so when I come in the morning, it's always like the same, whether it's 115 degrees out or 65 degrees out, I still turn on my seat heaters when I drive in, because when I drink my protein shake, which is what I drink on the way to the station, I just get really cold. So I have to like have my seat heaters on. And my husband thinks it's so bizarre. He's like, it's like 100 degrees out. Why do you have the seat heater on? It's ridiculous.
Okay, you have the seat heaters going on in the morning, also during the daytime when it's over 100?
No, only when I drink my protein shake.
But the
funny thing is the AC is still blasting on me. So it literally makes no sense. My car is so confused. Just like, who is this person driving me right now? It's so ridiculous. So how was your night? How was your day yesterday?
Nothing exciting to report. I called our company's insurance line. I'm still trying to get my health insurance figured out. And if anyone that works a new job, you got to wait like a full 30 days starting the next month. And I was on and off with the, I'm trying to get my dental card. And I was on and off with them. They're calling me back. The lady was really nice, but it took like hours trying to get this whole thing figured out. And then I'm reminded of Steph's visit to the dentist, how I guess you're not a fan of going to the dentist sometimes, or is that drill?
It's just that one little water sucker, the saliva thing. I am not a fan of. Yeah. But I love the dentist. He's a great person.
Yeah.
It's just all his tools I'm intimidated by.
Do you look forward to going to the dentist, Mercedes?
No. Does anyone?
I do.
You look forward to it? What is wrong with you?
Well, I think it's out of necessity. I have this, I'm sure you know what recession is. I have
a recession.
Recession is like gum recession.
Oh, like your gums. Yeah, oh, I was what we're about to be in right now.
In the economy.
Yeah. Okay. So, okay. Yeah.
I guess that kind of necessitates me, you know, really wanting to go to the dentist all the time. So that's like the number one thing on my mind.
Oh, gosh.
Is going
we
to
need
dentist.
To get more things on your mind, dude.
Yeah, I know.
The dentist is all I can think about. Hey, no, they're really nice. I think like that is one of the nicest professions you'll ever find. I mentioned that on the show the other day, like dental hygienists. I've never met a mean dental hygienist. They're all so kind. And same thing with the dentist. My dentist is like so handsome that I get nervous around him sometimes. I'm like, oh my gosh, he's like such a good looking man. And I'm like, oh my gosh.
Have you seen this TikTok of a girl going to the dentist and she's like, oh my God, my dentist is so cute. He asked me to lay down, open my mouth. Come on, dentist, stop it here.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
It reminded me of that TikTok, Mercedes. Come on, you're married.
I know where the line is. And actually, he and my husband are kind of, but I found him through my husband. My husband was going to him before we even met.
Oh,
and
wow.
So that's how I found him. But yeah, he's so nice. And I feel like they have to make up for what you're actually there doing. You know, they're like, sure. This is an unpleasant experience. So let's be as nice as possible.
Sure. By the way, did your husband also think he was handsome?
Yeah, he even says, he's like, yeah, this guy's a good looking guy. Yeah, I can't deny it. He's like, you're absolutely right. So yeah, it's pretty funny. Well, we have so much coming up on the show today. I am so excited because Lenny Kravitz will be joining us 7:20 this morning. His residency is coming back to the Park MGM Dolby Live. And not only will we be talking to Lenny, we're going to have your tickets to check out his show when he returns in August. Cannot wait to talk to him. 7:20 this morning. Right after that, we are going to have those advanced screening passes for you to check out Freakier Friday. They just had the big premiere last night. Lindsay Lohan, Jamie Lee Curtis, your 4-pack of advanced screening passes coming up 7:30 with the Mega Minute. But let's get things started. Time for the pre-show. You pick them. You guys get to pick the first song of the show. Do you want to hear Finally by Cece Peniston? Do you want to hear All Star by Smash Mouth? Hey now, you're an all star. Get your game on. Go play. Hey now, you're a rock star. Get the show on. Get paid. All that glitter. Or do you want to hear Viva La Vida by Coldplay? Those are your choices. You can vote a couple of ways. Tweet us on X or Threads at Mercedes in the AM. Vote on our Facebook page, Mercedes in the Morning, or text or call us right now, 702-364-9400. We're going to count your votes now and reveal the winner next on Mix 94.1. Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the Morning. How excited are you for this weekend, Steph? I know you are one of the biggest Beyonce fans that I know of, and I gotta imagine you are just counting down the hours.
I started crying last night because I'm so excited to see Beyonce this weekend at Allegiant Stadium. I'm going to both nights. I'm going to both Friday night and Saturday night. I'm freaking out just thinking about it.
So if I know you're going one night by yourself, right?
I am. I'm going Saturday night by myself, and then I got 2 tickets on for Friday for both me and James.
Oh, that is so amazing. I'm excited for you. Like, I like Beyonce a lot. I'm not a super fan like you, but I feel so excited living through you in this experience.
Thank you. So in honor of Beyonce is bringing her Cowboy Carter tour to Las Vegas this weekend, which she's closing out her tour here, I have a little game for you, Mercedes and Julian.
Okay.
It's called Yeehaw or Nah.
Yeehaw or Nah. I like it.
Yes, Yeehaw or Nah. And this is how it works. I am going to give you a title of a song, and you are going to figure out if it's either a real Beyonce or Destiny's Child song. Okay.
Okay.
If you think it's a real song title, you're gonna yell out "Yeehaw!" If you think it's not a real song, then you're gonna say "Nah."
Okay. Okay. Oh, man, I love Beyonce, but I don't know if I know all her song titles.
It's all good. Tough.
What happens with the loser?
Okay, so the winner, they obviously get ultimate bragging rights as the second biggest mm-hmm. Beehive member next to me, mm-hmm. and then the loser will have to sing a snippet of a Beyonce song of their choice.
Oh, well, boy.
I mean, with that said, Mercedes, do you want to start practicing now?
Yeah, sure. Me? Absolutely.
Oh, God. Let's save it. Let's
it's
save it for
funny
after.
Because every time you talk all this smack and you've lost every single game we've played. So I'm just like going to let you go ahead and do your thing.
I like to keep my, what's that saying? Your cards close to the chest? Or?
Yes, please do. Yeah. So let's not talk too much. Let's not brag too much.
It's all a facade, guys.
Okay, so the first of five wins. And with Julian's, you know, he usually goes second. So today for this game, Julian, you're going to go first,
that's
okay?
That's fair. That's fair.
Okay. All right, cowboys and cowgirls, let's saddle up. Yeehaw or nah, is this a real or made-up Beyonce or Destiny's Child song? Julian, Bootylicious.
Come on. Are you ready?
Go ahead.
Okay, right now, yeehaw.
You are correct.
Yeah.
Easy.
Everyone
right?
knew that one.
Don't play it. Don't play it down, Mercedes.
Like, that's hard.
I'm a Destiny's Child expert, okay?
Yeah, sounds like it. I love it. Okay, Mercedes, the next title, Yeehaw or Nah, is this a real or made-up Destiny's Child or Beyonce song? Cherry Lip Gloss.
Ooh, gosh. That sounds like a nah to me. I'm going to go nah.
Nah? You are correct.
Oh, thank goodness, because that was hard.
Yep, made up Beyonce Destiny's Child song.
Okay.
Julian, mm-hmm. song number two. Mm-hmm. Yeehaw or Nah, is this a real or made up Beyonce or Destiny's Child song? Partition.
Oh, this is so easy, ladies. Yeehaw.
Okay. Yeah, you are
right?
correct.
Yes.
Nice, Julian, 2-for-1. Let's do this. Mercedes, next song title, Yeehaw or Nah? Bills, Bills, Bills.
Oh, yeehaw, that's Destiny's Child.
Is that correct? You are correct, Mercedes.
Bills. I love this song.
In what world are me and Mercedes neck and neck right now? I honestly can't believe this.
All right, Julian, the next title, is it Yeehaw or Nah? Midnight Cadillac.
See, you did this on purpose. Mm. You threw in a twofer. You threw in the difficult one.
What do you think?
Towards the end.
Midnight Cadillac. Song title, Yeehaw or Nah?
Yeehaw!
That is wrong!
You know what? I swear to you, I was going to say nah.
Should have gone with your gut.
It's okay, Mercedes.
It's okay. Moving on, Mercedes. Is this a real or made-up Beyonce or Destiny's Child song? Sweet Dreams.
Sweet Dreams. Ooh. I'm gonna go nah on that.
You're gonna say nah?
I'm gonna say nah.
Incorrect! Oh, it's getting tougher and tougher.
This is hard.
Okay, so since it's neck and neck and we gotta wrap up, one song title each, okay? Let's see. Winner takes all.
This is exciting. Okay.
Okay. Julian, is this a made-up or real song by Beyonce or Destiny's Child? Crown and Whiskey.
Oh my gosh, and I don't drink.
You don't have to drink to know if a song is an artist.
What do you think? What do you got, Julian?
Nah.
It's not. You are correct.
All right.
Okay.
All right, Mercedes, here we go.
All right.
Mercedes. Next song title. Is this a real or made up Beyonce or Destiny's Child song? Nasty Girl.
That would be Yeehaw.
Are you correct? You are correct! Oh, we ended on a tie! That's okay!
I mean, sometimes you tie. Soccer games end in ties.
True.
It happens, you know?
It's the farthest I've ever gotten on anything.
Mix 94.1.
Welcome to another episode of Mercedes in the Morning. And now, here's your host, Mercedes!
And welcome to the show. It is 6:03, Wednesday, July 23rd. You made it halfway through the week. We are so pumped about today's show. A lot going on. How are you guys doing this morning?
Doing very well, except I'm really, really concerned.
Why are you concerned about?
Yesterday, have y'all ever looked at your screen time? How much screen time you spend on your phone?
I have in the past. Not recently, though.
If you get a chance, check it out. Because last night I was just, you know, scrolling, looking through actually some of the stuff that you sent out in email. And I looked at the screen time and it said, this got to be a mistake. It said 19 hours daily average. And I'm sure you would know more about this than me because I just checked it now and it says 16 hours daily average.
You're on your phone an average of 16 hours a day?
So that's got to be a mistake, right? Because how does it go from 19 to...
Because you have a new day added on and maybe you were spending less time on, you know, every day the average changes. Like if they're taking an average of a week, 7 days, Sunday through Saturday, then that Sunday falls off and now you have Monday through Sunday. And you know what I mean?
This is why I ask you the
averages
number.
Will change if you have different criteria, you know?
How much do you have? Does anyone
let's see check here. Yours. I just looked. My daily average is 5 hours and 21 minutes a day.
That boggles my mind because you're on TikTok 24/7. Like I have this vision that you're on it when you get off work, when you're in bed, when you're eating dinner. I don't know. That's just the...
You think Mercedes is on TikTok 24/7? She has all this work to do. She's a mom.
I wish I was on TikTok 24/7. That says a lot about what you think about me. That's amazing.
No, TikTok is work. TikTok is work.
But I can guarantee you I may be on there like maybe 20 minutes a day. I'm not on 24/7 by any means.
Okay, this amount of hours, the usage, that also adds in if you're streaming music, if you're using maps, everything along those lines, right?
Yeah, it's your screen time. Well, how many hours a day is that phone in front of your face? So you're spending a lot of time on there. What is it that you're doing?
So I looked at it. It's Bank of America, Fidelity, Coinbase, which is the cryptocurrency app, Sneakers, the Nike app, and Instagram. TikTok, TikTok is probably the last.
Okay.
Is the last app I use. So...
Are you? I think you have a right to be concerned because that means you're spending the majority of your day in front of your phone.
Yeah.
That's all. You're not living life. You've got a screen in front of your face.
Right, and they say the average, I think, is ladies 2 hours. Like, you know.
Yeah, I thought 5 hours was high. 19 hours or 16 hours?
Well, then I have an excuse. This is why the way I am.
Wait. Well, not just that. Like, are you just leaving your phone unlocked and I wouldn't say unsupervised, but just hanging out there so that your phone is thinking like, oh, you're looking at your phone. That's your quote unquote screen time. Like for me, I always go on low power mode. So when it's on low power mode, it kind of automatically locks in a few seconds and versus, I'm done with my phone, let me just leave it there, and it just stays unlocked, and maybe your screen time is accumulating those times.
I'll keep it 100. I never even paid attention to it. I don't even know. How much screen time do you have, Steph?
Can I'm only check? At four. I mean, I only say only, but I'm at 4 hours a day.
Yeah, this is not accurate. This just, it just boggles my mind. It really does. 16 hours
versus
five and four.
That is crazy. Mm. That's a lot of screen time.
Y'all need to increase your screen time so I don't feel so bad about
myself. Well, apparently I'm on TikTok 24/7, so, you know.
I mean that with love. I mean that as a compliment.
Okay. Well, a lot coming up on the show this morning. 7:20. He's the coolest guy in music. Lenny Kravitz. He's going to be on the show. We are going to be talking to him. Not just about the return of his Blue Electric Light residency here in town at Dolby Live, but just so much more to talk about. One of my favorite guests to have on the show. He will be on at 7:20. Not only that, we will have your tickets to check out his residency. That is on the way this morning. Also, 7 o'clock, we're up to a $725 diamond pendant from Michael E. Minden Diamond Jewelers. Beat Mercedes, we are due for a winner. We want to hook you up, so make sure you are listening for that. And coming up next, we have What's Trending. A music legend has passed away just weeks after taking the stage one final time. We're looking back at the life, the legacy, and the moments that made Ozzy one of a kind. That's coming up next in What's Trending.
Are you guys ready? All right, let's check in on the hot topics. Trending.
Mercedes in the Mornings, What's Trending? What's Trending on Mix 94.1.
Ozzy Osbourne is trending this morning. The Prince of Darkness has sadly passed away at his home in the UK. He was surrounded by his family, 76 years old. Just 2 weeks ago, he was on stage for a final performance with Black Sabbath in Birmingham, which is the city where it all began for him. He helped invent heavy metal. He got kicked out of every Brit he started, and then he came back bigger with Blizzard of Oz. He released 12 more solo albums, toured the world, gave every hotel a reason to hide the mini bar. Like, the guy, he just, like, was the epitome of what it is to be a rock star, you know? He was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame twice, once with Sabbath, and again as a solo artist, and I mean, like, such a legacy there, you know?
Absolutely. He definitely lived life. And, you know, I just got to say, you know, Parkinson's is a terrible disease. I watched him go through it the past, I think, what, like 5-6 years ago. And, yeah, I mean, he's just iconic. And, you know, I really got to know his character from watching the show. I mean, obviously, I knew his music. But watching him on The Osbournes, you know, he definitely never minced words, and that's what I always appreciate him. That's what I always appreciated about him.
Yeah, he back in the early 2000s, that was like peak 2000s with Ozzy in his house slippers and Sharon running the Empire, Jack being, you know, the Frosted Tips kid, and Kelly yelling about pretty much everything. His legacy also includes biting the head off of a bat and peeing on the Alamo, and somehow he still became America's favorite reality TV dad. It was those health issues that you mentioned, Parkinson's, that forced him to retire from touring. He had a string of surgeries, but he still got in that one last show with Sabbath before saying goodbye, and just to do it where it all started for him. So loud, chaotic, unforgettable, honest, you know, I feel like this is exactly how he would have wanted to write his own ending.
I know it sounds crazy, but I follow this psychic on TikTok, and she actually peeks into the afterlife of celebrities.
Oh, really?
And her name is Cindy, and she goes, I wanted to peek at Ozzy. And according to her, in the afterlife, he is loving it. He feels like he's 17 again, and he's wearing his tight jeans. And I don't know. I think stuff like that is so interesting to me when they peek at the afterlife of celebrities.
It's you know, whether you believe in it or not, there's something that's oddly comforting about that, just
I
to
think
know.
That's what it is.
After he went through so much, but a true icon, and that is what's trending. Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning. If you have been online in the past 24 hours, you've probably noticed there are two names that are trending. Ozzy Osbourne, who we've been talking about, and Trisha Paytas. And if you don't know who Trisha Paytas is, let me explain. She's a YouTuber, podcaster, internet personality, like a chaos magnet. I mean, she is a hot mess, but she is very popular online, and she has been going viral since the days when people were still like vlogging. Like, this is how long she's been around. And somehow over time, this bizarre internet theory has connected her to her babies, to the deaths of global icons. And now she's trending again because of the death of Ozzy Osbourne. So this all started back in 2022, and she announced she was in labor with her first child. And hours later, Queen Elizabeth passed away.
Wow.
So people were starting to make the connection. There were memes. The internet decided that the queen had been reincarnated as Trisha Paytas's daughter. She named her daughter Malibu Barbie. And as ridiculous as it was, it became the most searched for moment of Trisha's career. And she got to admit that the timing did freak her out a little bit. So then came her second pregnancy, 2024. King Charles announces that he's undergoing cancer treatments. Trisha was pregnant again, and this time with a daughter named Elvis.
Wow.
So then they started pushing this new theory that, oh my gosh, the entire royal family is about to be reincarnated. This is crazy. But the Pope did die. So they connected it to that.
Oh my gosh.
And now it happened again. She just gave birth to her third child, a boy. She named him Aquaman.
Love and his name.
Hours later, Ozzy Osbourne died. What do you guys think about stuff? Do you think this is all just a very extreme, strange coincidence, or is there something deeper going on here? Why would Trisha Paytas, the YouTube and internet celebrity, be the I don't know, the ferryman of these souls, like, bringing back to us. Why would she be the one? 702-364-9400. What do you guys think?
I can't speak on why she's the one, but that's definitely, I mean, for me, that's a coincidence for sure. I mean, at the end of the day, think about it. There's probably a lot of other people that have had children, right? We just don't know who they are. They're not famous. They're not internet famous. They're not... whatever.
But on the same time, did they have three children at the same time?
Don't know.
We don't know, but it's just, it's weird.
You're right. The timing is there, but just me being me, my personality, I got to say that's a coincidence because I need to see proof. Like, I know we have proof of the children, but it's like, I need to see that actual connection. It needs to be like, it needs to be black or white for me. I just don't.
You don't believe it unless you see it.
For the most part, yes.
Have you ever seen Gravity? If so, tell me what it looks like.
Ooh.
Shots fired. Okay. All right. Now, I get where you're going with this, but it's just coincidental. It's just coincidental. I mean, what would you say to this?
I
mean,
I have a hard time. Honestly, I don't think that Trish Paytas is the Mother Mary that is bringing us these children, but I do think it's weird. It's very weird. And when everyone was talking about her going into labor soon, here's another thing that's weird, though, you guys. Mm. This is really weird. Mm-hmm. So Ozzy's last performance in Birmingham, it was hosted by Jason Momoa.
Oh, wow. Okay. Aquaman. Oh, wait a minute.
Yeah.
The connection is made.
Okay.
So that's weird, okay. Right?
Yeah.
There's just some weird stuff going on. I don't think she's like the savior of souls. Why would it be her? But at the same time, you have to admit it's weird.
Are you... hold on. So you're saying that she knew this ahead of time.
No, she didn't know that.
She didn't know. But she named her child Aquaman. Okay.
She named him Aquaman because there was an Aquaman poster in her doctor's office.
Okay. I think we need to wait for the fourth child.
I love this girl.
We need to wait for the fourth.
No, I honestly, I don't think it's a coincidence at all.
So you fully are on board on this.
I am 100% thinking like Trisha and her, like this, her pregnancies and stuff like that are connected to these deaths. And the reason why I think that is because my dad, a psychic medium.
Yes.
He has taught me that everything in this life, everything that you experience is not random. The universe is telling you something. And these timings and these energy shifts with Trisha, I know she's a little chaotic and she's a little out there, but there's something about her that makes her very unique and very out of this world. So I think she's very connected energetically to the spiritual world. And I think that's why she's getting these gifts from these different celebrities.
Yes.
I know I sound crazy, but I really believe this
was her in April talking about this, the theory, the Trisha Paytas. This is in April before Aquaman was born, okay?
First of all, I'm months away from my due date. Not even close this time. He's not in the British monarchy. Is it just like any influential person that dies gets to come reincarnate as my baby?
I think so.
I don't understand why my womb is carrying all these souls.
I think it's like a historic person of power, I think. If they pass away around the time where you were pregnant, people kind of associate the two.
Coincidental.
Oh, I don't know. Like, would your reaction be different if this theory involves, say, like Taylor Swift or Beyonce, or it would be the same?
A
little bit more higher power, not power, but celebrity status.
You might get me thinking, but I would still say it's coincidental.
I don't know. What do you guys think? Do you believe in energy, timing, anything spiritual? Why is this like instantly dismissed as like nonsense? But then for some people, people are running with it. It's, I think for me, the Jason Momoa thing was just the cherry on top. Mm-hmm. Like, what?
Did you see the interview too when she's like pulling out all of her Aquaman memorabilia? Like, my son's name is going to be Aquaman.
I mean, seriously, he's never going to find a keychain with his name on it. Well, maybe he'll just use an Aquaman one, right?
Yeah.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Best Mattress, just like David says. Sleep easy, friends.
So Nashville, they just took the top spot as America's most favored city, according to this YouGov poll. If you're thinking like, wait, over New York, over Chicago? Yeah, apparently the city that, you know, gives us what, hot chicken? Honky tonks, bachelorette parties, that's the new national sweetheart. Tied for second your stomping ground, Steph, San Diego.
Yeah, baby.
Hey.
Along with Colorado Springs and Virginia Beach. And then it's Charlotte, Denver, Raleigh, and San Antonio rounding out the top eight. And if you're wondering where Vegas landed, we're kind of right in the middle of the road, 25. But at the bottom of the list, what do you think is America's least favorite city?
Ooh. Oh, my God. Tuscaloosa.
No, Tuscaloosa. I think they're going a little bit bigger.
Okay.
Detroit was at the bottom of the list, followed by Oakland and Bakersfield. But here's the twist. More people have actually been who have been to Raleigh say they prefer it over Nashville. So I don't know what's going on there. I've been to Nashville once and I thought it was fine. Like, I didn't think it was anything fantastic. I was just like, okay, yeah, whatever.
Is it true what they say about the music scene there? I have this vision in my head that there's music bars. I think it's called Honky Tonk Highway or something like that.
Broadway?
Yeah. Is it Broadway?
Broadway. They just have all these different bars and live music and all of them. Have you been before, Steph?
No, I want to go so bad because I heard so many great things about this. And then I hear this study and I'm like, okay, now I have to go to Nashville.
I don't think I spent long enough in there because it didn't make an impression on me, but I was literally there for like 2 days.
Where did New Orleans land on that list?
Oh, New Orleans.
Your favorite city, Mercedes. New Orleans.
Yeah, if you have it.
Sarcasm.
Yeah, it's a city that I just don't resonate with for some reason. New Orleans, let me see here. I'm going to scroll to the bottom of the list.
I do hear they have incredible beignets.
Yeah, I mean, the food scene I heard is great. The Cajun, the gumbos. Mm. That's what I want to go there for. But Mercedes, when she tells me about it, she's like, not for me.
On my astrocartography chart, it says that that's a bad city for me.
Oh.
It literally says, like, this is not a city that aligns with you. I think it's like my Neptune or Pluto goes through that one. Yep. And that's like not supposed to be a good city. So that's probably why. No shade to New Orleans. It just is not a good city for me, and it's not even on this list. I don't think it was part of the study.
Mediocre, so. Probably.
It's a meteor city.
Sorry, Nola.
Also this morning, so I know it's not like it's not fun to listen to someone talk about their dreams, but would you be more inclined to watch someone's dreams? This group of tech wizards in Amsterdam created something called a dream recorder, and it's not like reading your brain while you sleep. You still have to wake up and remember your dream. But if you do and describe it, it can use their AI to turn your dream into a video.
I love this.
It looks like this artsy kind of alarm clock, and it plays back surreal clips of whatever weird storyline that your brain cooked up at 3 a.m. And it saves a week's worth of dreams, and it's meant to help you reflect on them or maybe just make you realize, like, hey, maybe I need more sleep. I'm having weird dreams. But you can't buy it. You actually have to build it. And they posted the instructions online. The total cost is, it's actually just about $330 plus 15 cents per dream. So that actually sounds like a bargain if your dreams are as weird as mine.
So we could all go in on this collectively, I'm thinking, and we could build this together. And what if we shared it? What do you think, ladies?
Sure, why not? Who's going to be the builder?
Well, I think you. Okay. You and Matt.
If I build it, I'm just going to keep it. Sorry, I'm not sharing it with
you. You totally just nominated her without her knowledge. You're like, you're doing it, Mercedes. Go ahead.
Well, I
he keeps throwing me under the bus this morning, I've noticed. There's a theme here.
I could try, good. But I can't put anything together. But can you imagine, like, if your dreams, if this interpreted that, what would that be? Like, what would your dreams if it was turned into a video?
Well, that's the thing. Like, I will have these bizarro dreams, and I'll wake up, and I'll remember them, and I either, if I don't write them down or make some record of them, 2 hours later, I forget them. And that drives me crazy. I'm like, oh my gosh, I dreamt something really weird last night. I wanted to like analyze it in ChatGPT. What was it? And I forget. And then, so I would like this so I could wake up just really quick, be like, I ran into Max Crosby at Albertsons and then he told me that he is going to buy a puppy and blah, 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 blah. Like that way I could have some record of it and then it turns it into the movie. You know what I mean?
Yep. Everything you're saying, I concur because I don't remember my dreams either. I wish there was a way and this could be the way.
It just depends. Yeah. I rarely remember them right away, but then I forget them. So this could be something kind of cool. Finally, this morning, we got to rush because we've got Lenny Kravitz coming on the show in like 20 minutes. But apparently Europeans don't hate American tourists as much as we thought. Some good news there. They did a survey on Europeans and they found 40% of Americans assume we come off rude, but only 12% agree. They just say the most annoying thing about us is that we are really, really loud, like very loud, like 70% think we're super loud. So just if you're going overseas, bring it down a couple notches and there you go.
It's time for Beat Mercedes. Can you guess the song faster than she can? Let's go.
Jennifer, good morning. You're caller 20.
Good morning.
Let's do this. Can you believe it? We are up to a $725 diamond pendant from Michael Eman and Diamond Jewelers. Are you ready to win this thing?
I'm ready to beat Mercedes.
Yay! I love to hear it. Only time I love to hear that someone wants to beat me. But this is the deal. We're going to give you a chance to win this. You just have to guess the song and the artist faster than I can. I'm going to leave the room. I'm going to wish you the best of luck. And hopefully we make you a winner. Good luck, Jennifer.
All right. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye, Mercedes. Bye. Okay, she's leaving the studio. Jennifer, I'm going to break down the rules for you once again. I'm going to play a song. You got 20 seconds to guess what it is. When you know what it is, do your very best. You're going to say, got it. Just be really loud, and then I'm going to stop the music. You have 5 seconds to guess what it is. Does that make sense?
Yep.
Okay, here we go. Sound starts now.
Got it.
Okay, what you got? What you got?
Oh,
3, 2, say anything. It's okay.
Is it?
Oh,
oh right there.
Time. It's okay. It's not fair. Is that the artist? I'm just kidding. It's okay. All right, Jen, hang on, okay? Hang on. Mercedes. Okay. Okay. Jen, you work for Amazon?
Amazon.
Jen, you there?
I'm here.
Okay, cool. All right, Mercedes is back. Mercedes, you ready?
Yes, hello. I am back.
Okay, here we go. And the sound starts now.
Got it.
Wow, you are so quick.
Baby, baby, baby. TLC. Bye.
Final answer?
Yes, definitely.
Just want to make sure.
Yes.
Okay. Baby, Baby, Baby by TLC. That is correct. At 1.78 seconds, less than 2 seconds.
Okay.
Jennifer was not able to guess the song or the artist.
Oh, I'm sorry, Jennifer. This was one of my first CDs. So I know, right? I just aged myself. I put it in my disc van. rocking on my way to school. It was the best. I'm telling you. That means I'm sorry, Jennifer. And now that diamond pendant just got bigger. That means you guys are going to be able to play for a $750 diamond pendant tomorrow morning with Beat Mercedes. It's going to be given away soon, I promise. But right now, yes, I'm going to go back in the day, back to the 90s. Baby, 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 TLC. It's Mix 94.1.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Turn it up. We're getting you back to Vegas's best variety and Mercedes in the morning faster. Mix 94.1.
Lenny, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Oh, it is so good to hear your voice again. So excited that you are coming back to Vegas. I mean,
yes.
You might as well buy a house here, don't you think?
I'll just move in with you.
There we go.
You know I'm okay with that. The Blue Electric Light Las Vegas residency returning to Dolby Live Park MGM. I just feel like, Lenny, this album was made to be played live. When you were writing this, you wrote this in the Bahamas. Does it feel different playing this in Vegas than it does when you made this album?
Well, you know, when I make the records, you know, I don't think about the live experience. Actually, I'm just doing what comes to me. And I was just so pleased that when I got into rehearsals for the tour, how well the material translated, you know, for the live experience. So it's been really fun playing this music as well as the classics. And I have an incredible new band since this album with some of the veteran members and new members as well put together. It's been a lot of fun. It's been great energy.
Your shows before, they sold out at Dolby Live. So now you're back with this full residency. What is it about that venue that makes you say, okay, yes, I need to return there.
It's a great venue. It's a great sounding venue, which of course is important to me, you know, but this place sounds great. Got a super wide stage so you can bring the whole production in. I enjoy it. It's been wonderful. It's a real sort of plus to not have to travel for a couple of weeks.
Absolutely. Yeah.
To go to your room every night and, you know, you're not getting on a plane or a bus. So it's kind of like a vacation at the same time, you know?
Right. Lenny, when was the last time you actually stayed put for like a week?
The last time I was in Vegas.
Wow.
Yeah.
For someone that, and I'm super pumped to see you live, man. It's giving me my first time to be transparent with you.
That's okay.
Yeah, no, I was going through your album last night. I was rocking, man. Let It Ride, Honey, Another Pint. Yeah, man. And let's say someone sees you for the first time. What can they expect? Because you've been quoted as saying you go all in. And I know what that means. But for someone that doesn't, what exactly does that mean?
Well, I'm there to give everything that I have to give every night. I thoroughly respect the whole ceremony of the rock and roll concert, you know, and I'm there to amplify love, to bring us all together, have there be no separation between the stage and the audience. This music is all about love. Let Love Rule is the nucleus of everything that I do. So it's a celebration of life. It's a celebration of the music, which does not just belong to me. It belongs to everybody that has given this music life, because obviously without the people, the music is the music, but they've given it life. It's part of their experience. It's part of their lives. And that's a beautiful thing. So by the end, when we sing Let Love Rule at the end, which is the way we end the show every night, and I go into the audience, that's what it's about. We are all in this together.
I always feel that whenever I see you perform. I do feel like it's just all of us at once enjoying life. And it's such a beautiful thing. You have to experience it. You've got this Vegas residency coming up. Your album is so good. Zoe just got an Emmy nomination for the studio. Who's having a better year here?
How good were those two episodes?
Oh my gosh. Do you know how hard I was laughing? She was so hilarious in those two episodes.
Yeah, I loved it. I mean, because that's her. To me, she's so funny and we laugh so much together. And obviously she was playing herself. And sort of an amplified, version.
That loves chocolate, right?
But that show is written and directed so well. Seth Rogen is just at the top of his game. And I couldn't, when I found out that she got nominated for an Emmy for the guest spot, I just thought that was just beautiful. And so many people have been coming up to me and her regarding that episode.
What's the last thing you guys texted about? Was it something deep and philosophical, or was she like, Dad, stop liking all my Instagram photos?
Well, wait a minute. Here, I'm going to look right now. Here we are. What's the last text? She's getting ready to go on a trip. So, yeah, that was the last text. She's, letting me know where she's going and what's going on.
Oh, I love that. You guys do check-ins.
But she's on a movie set right now, working on a film. So we speak and text every day.
You guys are really like father-daughter goals, and it's just so cool. And just going back to the residency, I am so happy that you are integrating yourself with a legacy here in Las Vegas, because you know how much the city loves you. How do you feel about Las Vegas?
Love it. Like I said, I didn't know what to expect. Vegas has changed so much throughout the years, and I have a romanticized version of Vegas in my head, from the classic days of the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, It was great. It was a great celebration every night. The people were great. Everybody's so hospitable. Let's do it again.
We love it. Before we let you go, legend has it that you once wrote a song during an interview. Do you want to try that again? Do you want to write a song?
That is absolutely true.
Wow.
It was a song called Stop Dragging Around on Mama Said. I was talking. I remember I was in the studio and I had to take a break to do this interview. And my head just started going somewhere. And but when I hung up and I went right into the booth and started recording it. I did not write one right now. I'm sorry to say.
That's okay.
But yes, it did happen.
We can work on that. Maybe you'll feel some inspiration after this interview, because I feel inspired by you, Lenny. You are truly a joy and one of the nicest celebrities that I've ever had the opportunity to talk to. And you've always made yourself available to this station and this show. So thank you for that. The Blue Electric Light Las Vegas Residency coming up. Can't wait to see you, Lenny.
Yeah, come backstage and see me.
You got it.
Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye. Bye. Gosh, is he just like the nicest man ever?
Love that guy, man.
I love him.
So hospitable, so kind.
Let's do this, guys. Who wants to check out the Blue Electric Light Las Vegas Residency here in Las Vegas? Dolby Live, Park MGM. We've got your tickets right now. Caller 20, you get to go see Lenny Kravitz. Caller 20 gets them. 702-364-9400. It's Mix 94.1.
Are you ready? It's time for Mercedes in the Morning's Mega Minute.
Okay, let's get our contestant, Kim, your caller 20.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing this morning?
I'm good, thank you. How are you guys?
So good. Great. We're excited. We want to make you a winner this morning on the Mega Minute. We've got 4 advanced screening passes for you to check out Freak Gear Friday at AMC Town Square. Just have to conquer the Mega Minute. 60 seconds, 10 questions. You get them all correct in that time, and you're going to win this 4-pack of tickets. Are you ready to do this?
I'm ready.
All right, Kim, I'm going to break it down. If you're struggling with a question, you're going to say pass, or if you get one wrong, and if we have time in the end, we'll go back to the question. We'll circle back. Okay, any questions? You good? Okay, that Mega Minute starts now.
The Netflix show America's Sweethearts is about which NFL's cheerleaders?
The Dallas Cowboys.
Yes, in what Disney movie did they have a mad tea party?
Alice in Wonderland.
Yes, Louisa May Alcott wrote what novel about a group of four sisters?
Pass.
What part of your body contains the funny bone?
Your arm.
Incorrect. What fictional character is both a journalist and Clark Kent's love interest?
Lois Lane.
Yes. Which actress plays the mom, Tess Coleman, on Freaky Friday?
That is Jamie Lee Curtis.
Yes. Oh, how many wheels do most semi-trucks have?
18.
Yes. What's the name of the band Paul McCartney was in after he left the Beatles?
Pass.
What is the capital city of the Netherlands?
Amsterdam?
Yes. In what decade did the internet become available to the public?
1996.
I would have given you that. It was the 90s. So you would have gotten that one correct, Kim. But unfortunately, we ran out of time. We got hung up on a couple of questions. Louisa May Alcott wrote Little Women, the novel about a group of four sisters. The part of your body that contains the funny bone, technically it's the elbow. So arm was super close. Wanted to give you that one. The name of the band Paul McCartney was in after he left the Beatles, that was Wings. So unfortunately, another day, another victim of the Mega Minute. That means caller 20 right now. You're going to get those tickets, four of them, to check out the advanced screening of Freakier Friday at AMC Town Square on August 5th. Caller 20, you get them right now. 702-364-9400.
Hot, hot, hot. It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
And the Hot 3 is powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
Well, everybody's talking about it. We lost a rock music icon yesterday. Ozzy Osbourne died at home in the UK at the age of 76 years old. He was surrounded by his family and had just performed for the final time with Black Sabbath a little over 2 weeks ago. His legacy pretty much unmatched. He helped create heavy metal with Black Sabbath. And in the late 60s, got kicked out in 79, then came back with a solo career that gave us Blizzard of Oz and 12 more albums. And he was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame twice, once with Sabbath, once again on his own. And then, of course, who could forget, like, the reality TV impact that the Osbournes made on so many people? It was just iconic. He battled a lot of health issues in recent years, including Parkinson's, and that forced him to retire from touring. But definitely a legend was lost, for sure.
Yeah, super unfortunate, but I am glad that he got to do that farewell show just, I think it was, like, July 5th, right? It's, like, a couple weeks ago. I was watching it as I was rewatching it last night, and man, powerful, so powerful. You could see it. You could tell by his voice and just see it in his body movement how much it meant to him to be able to perform that one last time.
My friend, she's like a friend of a friend. She posted something. I'm trying to find it. I thought it was really interesting, and obviously, you know, I don't want to spread misinformation at all, but I believe she was at that show, and then she posted when he died. She said, I had heard, and I can't remember who I heard it from, that Ozzy had made plans to end his own life in the medical sense. Someone said that he wanted to choose when to go. Now seeing that he has passed just a mere 2 weeks after his final concert, that makes sense. So yeah, I'm not saying that that's what happened, but just the fact that, you know, she had posted that and I was like, I had never heard that before. Nobody knows what happened. And I don't, like I said, I don't want to spread misinformation, but I thought that was very interesting.
I will be very honest with you. When I was watching it last night, rewatching his final performance, in the back of my head, part of me is like, I wonder if he knew. Do you know what I mean? I really wonder if he knew.
I think he did. Absolutely. I think that's why he did that. And I think that's why he said, like, this is it. this is it. Things right. are, and it, all the interviews I've seen with his family have said like the last 5 years have been absolute misery for him. He has been suffering so much. And so I'm glad he's not in that place anymore. And Steph, you were talking earlier in What's Trending, we were talking about it, about how you saw some psychic, and whether you not believe in this stuff or not, that said that they kind of checked in on Ozzy and said positive things about him.
Yeah, there's this girl named Cindy on TikTok, and she's very famous, at least on that platform, for peeking into the afterlife of celebrities. And she came up on my feed and she said, I took a quick peek at Ozzy and he was so happy. He was feeling like he was 17 again. He was wearing his tight jeans that he used to wear back in the day. So hearing that stuff, it is a comfort level, I think.
Yeah, I think it's a comfort to us here in the land of the living, because you don't want to see people that you care about suffer at all. And so, yeah, that's definitely something that's weighing heavy on a lot of fans' minds this morning. Also this morning, if you have ever gripped the steering wheel and someone in your passenger seat offered you a steady stream of helpful tips, you're not alone. A new survey has found that 7 in 10 drivers say there is nothing worse than a backseat driver, whether it is gasping at the speed or asking why you didn't take another route or pressing their imaginary brake pedal. Literally 3 things I do all the time. Like, my husband hates driving with me. They say that it is the most annoying thing. Some people say they actively avoid giving certain friends or family members rides because their advice just like raises their blood pressure.
Let me tell you, this is the exact reason why I drive, because I am that dude. I am the guy that tells, I'm talking about the back seat. Whenever I'm in that seat, I will always say, and I know, so no one wants to hear it, but I'll say, could you slow down? Could you please slow down? Or you know where you're going, right? I always second guess, and I don't do this intentionally. I just get concerned.
Just comes out, yeah.
It just comes out. That's why I drive everywhere.
I don't say anything, but what I do is, if I feel like he needs to brake, I grab onto the thing, and I just grab on, and he looks at me and he's like, what's wrong? I'm like, nothing. Or I can feel myself hitting an imaginary brake with my foot, or I hold onto the 2 armrests. I'm like, oh my gosh. And he's like, stop doing that. It's so annoying.
Have you ever been in a situation where you had to say something, or you normally just...
I know better. I don't want to start a fight, but I start a fight anyway.
Got it.
Finally, this morning, a recruiter is going viral for pointing out something she keeps noticing during scheduled phone interviews with Gen Z candidates. They answer the phone and they don't say a word, not even a hello. She says, and she's going viral because she says that she hears them breathing, there's background noise, they know who's calling and why, but they just wait for her to speak first. Millennials are really baffled by this, pointing out that a phone hello isn't just polite, it's actually functional. You need one. It signals that you've answered, but Gen Z's not seeing it that way. They grew up in a world without landlines where most conversations are typed and not spoken. So let's be honest, like, their first instinct when a phone rings is probably like, why are you calling me? But have you experienced that? Have you called any Gen Zer and they answer, but they don't say hello?
So the Gen Zers that I relate, or that I conversate with, they don't conversate. So they don't even pick up. All they do is text. So I have to text them, or we'll do like voice notes. But I can honestly say everyone I've dealt with when it comes to Gen Z, they don't even pick up. So I'm trying to wrap my head around this story. And I'm like, why? If you know someone's calling you, or vice versa, right? You know that you got to say something. But then, you know, just going back to what you said, if that's not how they're brought up, then I'm not saying it's okay, but I guess I can kind of understand.
I feel like I get where they're coming from, but I think you still need to say something. It you see who's calling.
Right.
And like, when I call my kids, they don't answer hello, because like, you know who it is. And I don't do that either. I'll be like, Steph's calling. I'm like, hey, what's up? Like, yeah. I already know it's you. But when I call my kids, the way they always answer is, yes.
Oh, no.
And I'm like, what the heck?
What do you want now?
It's like the roles have reversed. Like, yes, mother.
What do you need? You're bothering me.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. from cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning. One thing I am happy about this week as we're entering into the midweek part is that the Coldplay Kiss Cam memes have slowed down. I was like so over. There were like so many of them. Like that was my whole feed or just the video replaying over and over again. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I love them though. I ain't gonna lie.
I'm ready for them to slow down. But it was funny because I was having a conversation with someone about this yesterday. So, you know, if you haven't heard, Andy Byron was the CEO of a tech company called Astronomer, and he went to this Coldplay concert with the head of HR, and she's not his wife. He's married. The kiss cam finds them mid-cuddle. She covers her face. He ducks down, and Chris Martin from Coldplay literally calls them out on stage saying, they're either having an affair or they're really shy or whatever he said. And it was the affair one, not the shyness part. So here's the thing. Now he's out as CEO. And here's the question. What do you guys think? 702-364-9400. And just to be clear, I am not defending the cheating at all. Okay. But do you think that something that happens in your relationships outside of work hours should have anything to do with whether or not you get to keep your job? If it doesn't affect your work performance, no one else from the company was there, do you think you deserve to be fired from the job? And to be clear, Andy Byron stepped down, but like a lot of people were calling for the firing. And do you think that being a cheater in your marriage should cost you your career? Or do you think that personal business is something that your company should not touch. What do you guys think?
I think it depends on what you do. We're going to talk specifically in the situation. I think it's well-deserved. It's granted. You know the term lead by example. Yeah, and I don't think he led very well. He got caught up, man. You know what I mean? Either way, it's going to happen one way or another, whether it's today or, you know, whether it's on Kiss Cam or in the future. Not to mention, she's also in HR. I mean, that is such a... What a like a contradiction, right? I mean, she's in HR and she's cheating with the CEO. That right there is another stain. And listen, I'm a pretty lax guy. I'm not saying any of this stuff is okay, but just based off who he is and the company that he leads, right there, yes.
Do you think she, because she still has her job from what I understand, doesn't she?
I believe so.
Yeah. So do you think that she should keep her job? What do you guys think? 702-364-9400. Are we looking for, again, I like cheaters, I can't, go ahead.
No, please go.
No. What did you want to say?
Well, I was saying, it's not an excuse, right? We're not giving excuses, but I mean, again, it just goes back to what they do, you know?
You know, unless, I feel like unless someone's personal life directly compromises their work or their coworker's safety, or it violates a specific company policy, I don't know if I think it should automatically cost them their job. Like, cheating to me is like the worst betrayal, don't get me wrong. But is it a breach of like your workplace? Can you hire? I mean, people have worked jobs and cheated, and you said it depends on the job. So, you know, you say yes to the CEO, but like no to someone who works in retail. Like, should they lose their job?
Yeah, that's a good point. I think it depends on what you signed. It depends on the back end. So I think it's safe to assume there's got to be some paperwork. There's got to be some ethics. There's got to be some lead by example. That's what I'm looking for, like notations or what you will for that company. So if the leader is not following said protocol, then, I mean, I think it's pretty obvious, right?
Well, I don't know. I don't know that I agree with you. Let's talk to Sherry. Sherry, good morning. What do you think?
Good morning. I don't believe it's a problem of him cheating on his wife, although that's not okay. But it's a matter of he's leading a company and he's making poor decisions, obviously. And the HR person, really? Mm-hmm. That, you know... The HR person is in charge of all those things in normal everyday business.
Yeah, like who does she report to now that this has happened? You know, what do you think of? Let's bring up an example like Elon Musk. He's had multiple messy public relationships and affairs. No one's taken away Tesla. No one's taken away SpaceX. If anything, he kind of just like tweets his way through everything. What do you think about? In that case.
Yeah, that's a great question, actually. Well, he is a CEO, just like the other gentleman, but yeah, I don't know, Mercedes. That's tough. I think he kind of has a certain amount of power over his employees where they don't expect it, but I think it's like he kind of does what he does. Does that make any sense or at all or no?
I mean, it's not like the standard. So it's like some CEOs, yes, and some others, no. I hate cheaters. I hate cheaters more than anything. I think it's wrong. But at the same time, it makes me wonder, like, what in your personal life gets brought into your work life? You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Sammy, good morning. What do you think?
You know, I don't think there's a simple answer to this, but I think it all depends on context. You know, you take two minimum wage employees from a local fast food and they get involved and have an affair, but nobody's the wiser, or maybe it just stays to their little local circle. Mm-hmm. But you take the same two people and put them on a jumbotron in their uniform or something like that, and all of a sudden it becomes bad publicity for the company.
Yeah.
So it makes perfect sense that they would get fired or have to step down.
Yeah, should we all be worried about the things that we've done in our past and getting on a jumbotron at a Coldplay concert? Like, I don't want them to know that I accidentally stole a poster from a Spencer's back when I was a kid.
Ooh, that Mercedes from Mix 94.1.
You're a shoplifter. Like, you know what I mean? We're going to take some more of your calls. What do you guys think? 702-364-9400. You get caught cheating. It's on a scam. This is out of work hours. Should you Should you be fired? Does it depend on your job? We'll take more of your calls coming up next. It's Mix 94.1. Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning. If you are just tuning in, we're talking about the CEO of Astronomer who was caught on the Kiss Cam at the Coldplay concert with the head of a from his company. The clip went viral. He stepped down out of a job. The question here is not like whether cheating is wrong, because it is, but does cheating in your personal life outside of work mean you should get fired from your job? Does it affect how you lead? Does it affect how you work? Let's go back to some more of your calls at 702-364-9400. Hey, Dave.
Good morning.
Hey, we're talking about the CEO of Astronomer got fired for his shenanigans at the Coldplay concert. Actually, he stepped down with his HR manager. She still has a job. Do you think your outside indiscretions should warrant you being let go from your job?
You know, it really depends on the job. For them, they are really an example of the company. So what if some of their customers don't want to do business with somebody with that much turmoil and they lose 20 or 30% of their customer base? Now, that affects the employees. That affects layoffs. So I do think it's important to make an example out of them. So, you know, they're held to a higher standard, like Julian said. And I don't think it compares to Elon Musk, because, you know, he bought companies. Unfortunately, he can kind of do whatever he wants. But for those guys, you know, they were just hired. And I think she needs to be let go as well.
Can I add in company culture, Dave? Like, would you agree? Can you imagine you're working at this company and you hear these rumors, facts, and that could bring down the whole mood of the company, right?
Yeah, I easily can see that happening, for sure. You know, I think the employees are probably getting a lot of flack right now. From friends, from family, from peers, you know, always talking about it. So this thing's trickling down to affect everybody in that company. So, yeah, it just has to be done.
I don't think you're wrong at all. But just to kind of throw a little wrench in this, what do you think about people like Bill Clinton, who stayed president, or Tiger Woods, or Kobe Bryant, all cheated, all continued with their jobs? What do you think about situations like that?
Did they affect other people's income? That's the question.
Yeah, it's definitely a good question. Thank you so much for calling. We appreciate it. Let's talk to Ronnie. Hey, Ronnie, good morning. What do you think?
Good morning, Mercedes. Well, I work for a large corporation here in Vegas, one of the large casinos, and we have a policy into place with my company where if you have a relationship with another colleague, regardless of their position, it has to be documented within the company.
Oh.
So obviously, if you're an HR head or CEO within a relationship, I think that should definitely be documented within the company. Therefore, yes, I feel like you maybe be eligible to lose your position if you kind of cross that line within company policy.
Yeah, I like that. I like that, having to document it just so you kind of have a record of things. And while I don't disagree that it definitely is going to affect things at the company, I just wondered, like, where does it stop? Like, what are the jobs? Do all people need to be worried about that? Some people meet their spouses at work. But the cheating thing, there's no defense on that. I mean, who can? Thank you so much, Ronnie. Thank you. Well, let's talk to Monique. Hey, Monique, good morning. What do you think?
Hi, I think that the HR should be let go, because, I mean, it's normally company policy that you're not supposed to, especially with your superior, not supposed to have a relationship. If you're like the same level, you're able to have a relationship, but not your superior. Mm-hmm. And so in this case, I feel that the HR should be let go.
Yeah, not to, like, you know, beat a dead horse, but again, like, when you're HR, who are you reporting to when you get in trouble like that? Like, who monitors that? That's what I don't get. Like, the board of directors or what? At the end of the day, cheating's messy, and getting caught on camera, it makes it public, and whether it should be professional, that, like, it just gets complicated. But when you're the face of the company, maybe the rules do change. But no matter where you land on it, I think it's pretty clear. If you're doing something shady, maybe just don't do it on the big screen in front of everyone at a Coldplay concert. I feel like they could have handled this so much better. Like, He could have pretended like he was robbing her.
That would have been worse.
They could have just like laughed it off, like, because then no one would have posted it. Yeah, that's the thing. Yes. Their reaction got the post. If they would have been like, hi, no one would have posted that. Who cares?
But
you
just
know?
To, as you would say, add a wrench, they did. The kiss cam caught his hands around her, his arms around her. What do you say to that, right?
What I say is, don't hide. Just be like, hey, just a quick little wave. I'm not going to post that on my social media because you know what I mean?
Yeah.
What I would pretend if I was dancing, I'd be like, hey, right and a left and a right and a left. Here we go.
Yeah, we're just dancing a Coldplay here. All right, let's do it. It is time to win. We are getting you a pair of tickets to the Brotherly Love podcast live at the Strat Theater. We're talking about the Lawrence brothers, Joey Lawrence, Matthew Lawrence, Andy Lawrence, all have their own podcast, and it's going to be a lot of fun. You can check it out live. Caller 20 right now, you get to play Heads Up. You pick your category, and when you get 6 answers in 60 seconds, those tickets are yours. Caller 20, you get to play right now, 702-364-9400.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
Lori, good morning. You're caller 20.
Good morning.
You ready to win these passes to the Brotherly Love podcast?
Absolutely.
Okay, let's get you a category. Do you want to go with Checkmate and Chill, Talk to Me Nice, or Code Red?
Talk to Me Nice, I guess.
Let's do that. July is Cell Phone Courtesy Month. And these are all things that are associated with cell phones, okay?
Okay.
All right. Now, we just need 6 and 60 seconds. Are you ready to do this?
I'm ready. Let's go.
All right.
All right. Lori, heads up, and your 60 seconds starts now.
Okay. You plug it into one of these when you need battery.
Charger?
Yes. I want to talk to you, and I am going to look at you when I talk to you through, we're going to do this through what?
Oh, FaceTime?
Yes. There's multiple people on the text, so we have this going on. We have a big what?
A group text?
Yes. This is when you hook up your car to your phone so you can talk hands-free. You hook it up to your what?
Bluetooth?
Yes. You put it on this when you're going to fly somewhere. Speaker. You put it on, when you're going to fly somewhere, you put it on this. Your
phone. Airplane mode.
Yes. This is the picture that you look at when you first look at your phone. It's called your
homepage.
It's
profile.
Let's pass. This is when you take a picture of you and the camera's face. Yes, you got it. Woo! Nice job, barely. You know, the one that we got stuck on was lock screen. That's okay. It didn't matter. And now you are going to check out the Brotherly Love podcast. Congratulations, Matthew, Joey, and Andy. You're all going to see them for the podcast happening over at the Strat. It's going to be a lot of fun. Congratulations. Hey. You are a winner, and we'll have more of these tickets for you tomorrow. Coming up at 9 o'clock, don't go anywhere, because earlier this morning we talked to Lenny Kravitz, and if you missed it, we'll replay it at 9 and get you tickets to check out his residency. It's Mix 94.1.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
The CEO of OpenAI, Sam Altman, is back with another round of here's why AI is great and also terrifying, because he spoke in a conference this week and he said AI will completely eliminate certain job categories, starting with customer service. He even said it's already better at diagnosing health issues than your doctor.
Oh, no.
Comforting, right? But it wasn't all tech flexing. He also warned that AI could be used by hostile nations to crash financial systems or pull off sophisticated fraud schemes. So basically, it'll help you make your dinner, but it could also ruin your life. So sleep well, friends.
That concerns me, because our society is built on human connection and it's so integral. So like when I hear, and this, it's not the first time I've heard about AI potentially replacing customer service, but I feel like we need that. You know what I mean? it's unfortunate. Plus, it's gonna, you know, not to get too deep into it, but it's gonna adversely affect, if this happens, like on a major level, like on a macro level, that will directly affect the economy and so many other things, not to mention those families, you know, directly. So, I don't know. I hope there's a balance to this.
Yeah, who knows what's going to happen? It's definitely helpful in a lot of ways, but yeah, it's just like any side. Too much of anything is not good.
Agreed.
Also, this morning, starting on July 28th, Target, they're going to stop doing the price matching with Amazon and Walmart. So if you love a good deal, you better start price matching now because you only have a couple of days left. The little savings trick that you've been using, it's about to expire. Moving forward, they're only going to match prices from their own stores or their website, and it has to be within 14 days of your purchase. And they're calling it a policy change. A lot of shoppers are upset about it, but it all comes after a really rough quarter of declining sales. So Target's clearly trying to tighten things up. So just a heads up, if you're the kind of shopper who double checks every receipt and screenshot, like it's your side hustle. Just be aware that that's going to happen.
Are y'all big Target shoppers?
I don't really. I go to Target once in a while. Yeah. Do you feel fancy when you call it Target?
Yeah, I do. I love saying it.
Finally, this morning, if you've ever gotten into a pool and thought, wow, this water feels really warm, you might be onto something. A new survey has found 53% of Americans admit they pee in the pool as adults. Adults!
Ew!
And it gets grosser. Almost a quarter of people say they wouldn't report number two in a public pool because it might get shut down. This is disgusting. 14% say they would take care of it themselves. That is not heroic. That is unwell, people. That is disgusting. Go ahead.
No, go ahead. Well, okay. Judgment-free zone, right?
Sure.
I'm just asking. The chlorine kills off bacteria and you know, pee, things like that, correct? I'm not saying
that's
it's okay.
Why it, you know, they keep it in there to just keep it somewhat clean.
Okay.
So you're clearly a pool peer.
I'm not for it. Not done it. Maybe when I was a young kid, I was just asking. And again, I'm not giving it a pass. Steph is looking at me sideways.
I am, because I want you to admit to it. If you've done it, just say it. And we're not judging. Remember, it's a judge-free zone.
I've done it when I was a kid.
Not as an adult.
As a grown adult, no. Oh. I don't have a pool, and I'm not in pools much. I usually go to, like, I'll go to a beach, like in Hawaii or something when I'm visiting. But
oh,
yeah.
In the beach in Hawaii, I had to go to the bathroom so bad. There was no bathroom around. And I'm not proud of doing this, but I had a lot of drinks. And we were on the beach, and I had to go on the beach in Hawaii. But that's it. As an adult, no pools. Just that one time in Hawaii.
Well, I look at, like, the ocean versus the pool, and there's just more opportunities for it to be diluted quicker because it's such a vast body of water, right?
I love this thought
unless
process.
You see like yellow coming out and you're like, okay, girl, you gotta go.
Yeah, it's like, what do they say? Yellow and blue make green. All of a sudden, the water turns green. You're like, what the heck? It's mixed 94.1.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.